Mahalo nui loa.
And thank you to everyone else for supporting Kauai Community Radio as well. My name is Radio Annie, and you're listening to KKCR. It's KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea, and this is the time in the morning when I talk about things Kauai. And I'm very glad to have David Kennard. He's on the phone with me right now. Aloha, David.
Aloha.
Good morning.
David Kennard.
And David is the project manager for the disaster plan working with KEMA, Kauai Emergency Management Agency. Thanks so much for that work.
Well, it's good to be able to talk about the work we're doing.
Yeah, I do talk a lot about emergencies and disasters on KKCR because it's one of the major functions of community radio, I think, is to let people know what's going on and how they can keep themselves and their families safe. So I'm glad to partner with you on this. And
right.
I went to the meeting this week, which was for the new plan with a very long name. And what is the name of the plan? I'm going to pull it up on the internet now.
It is the Multi-Hazard Mitigation and Resilience Plan. And we are required to update it every 5 years or so. So this is this will be the 2026 update once we get it done and approved.
Okay, so multi-hazard first. I mean, it seems evident what that is, but it's just like all the things that could happen, right?
Well, kind of, yes. We tend to focus on the natural hazard, so things like hurricanes, tsunamis, flooding, rather than on the man-made or technological hazard.
Okay.
So, there's that little bit of distinction, but in looking at those natural hazards, we tend to try to get a sense of all the threats, all the hazards that affect the community, that affect Kauai. And we would like to develop a strategy to make our community safer, more resilient into the future by figuring out what those hazards are that affect our community, what our ability to respond to those, the effect of those hazards is, and to think of strategies to reduce the impact into the future.
And thank you for that, for thinking about that and helping us think about it too. What is so mitigation, hazard mitigation, that is different than like recovery. That's more like what we do on the front end before something happens, right?
Right. So the kind of standard emergency management cycle is you have a phase of preparedness before something happens. Then you have the immediate response to an event. So if there was a tsunami or flooding like we might have this the end of this weekend, beginning next week when the storm rolls through, the right afterwards is when we have the immediate response phase. And then we roll into recovery, trying to put things back to the way they were or in better shape. And that's when we start thinking about hazard mitigation. If we do certain things now, how can we reduce the impact of the future natural hazard?
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
For sure. So multi-hazard, all the sorts of hazards, mitigation, like how we make a safer community, and then resilience. What does that refer to?
Well, so the resilience is a term that's used for a lot of things. We focus on is, you know, having a community that can see a natural hazard occur, have those impacts, but is able to go through that event with only a little bit of negative impact, and is able to recover more quickly and more strongly afterwards. So if you think about Hurricane Iniki a long time
ago,
the community of Kauai was pretty resilient there. I mean, it was a small community. The people depended on each other and supported each other so that you know, people were able to recover from the impact of Iniki. What we'd like to do is to kind of take that same kind of mindset in the community, update it, because we have more people, more complicated systems, more complicated communities, and bring forth that same sense of being able to work our way through any impact from the natural hazard.
Okay, so kind of adopt the Iniki sensibilities for a larger community. Okay.
A larger and more complicated community.
More complicated. That's a good way to put it. You're right.
Yeah.
And then I know Kima guys referred to the Kaumakani fire as one that was a really good example of having all of your ducks in a row, as far as like that could have been so much worse, but because our county, you know, had a plan, had things in place, knew what to do.
Yes, you know, Kima is a small agency. We rely very much on support and collaboration from the other county agencies and state and federal agencies. So in the case of Kaumakani, you know, we were lucky with the weather, but we were also well prepared in some sense. So we were able to coordinate with the fire guys, the police guys, to get responders out there quickly. We were able to coordinate with the landowners out there. We had, you know, been in coordination with them in the past, so we were able to work with them for them to support the firefighting actions. We were able to work with the folks from DLNR, who also provided staff and support, and with some of the federal agencies. So Missile Range provided, I believe they provided helicopter support. So because we have been working as a team for many years past, we were able to respond quickly and very efficiently.
I really appreciate, like, I love collaborations and working with people and all of that. So I personally am very impressed that all of these agencies were able to come together for positive actions.
Yeah.
So when it came to making this multi-hazard mitigation and resilience plan, what are the agencies on Kauai that participated in creating the plan?
We had a couple of layers of support. The primary agency was KEMA, but we had a core planning group that included folks from our Department of Planning, from the Office of Economic Development, and from the Mayor's Office. They were the main entity that interacted with our contractual support. In addition, we had a steering committee, like a larger oversight group, that included a very wide range of folks from the visitor industry, from agricultural interests on the west side, to folks on the north shore, So we were able to pull together a lot of folks here on island. We also had support from several of the state agencies, so a couple of representatives from DLNR, Forest folks, but also from the engineering group that does the floodplain management and dam safety. So it was a really, we tried to make it a pretty broad collaborative effort providing support to the plan update.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Like, I just wanted to say thank you a lot. what are some of the key hazards on Kauai that folks can pay attention to or make note of?
Yeah. So, you know, Kauai is an amazing place. It's a real paradise. But we have a lot more hazards than many places on the mainland might have. So the main things that we worry about, clearly wildfire. That's something that's really, you know, when I first came back to Hawaii 10 years ago, wildfire was something we thought about, but it's really come to the top of our focus. Tsunamis, something that's also at the top of our focus. Hurricanes, high wind events. And then recently, inland flooding is a big concern. Because of the effects, climate change effects over time, you know, we tend to have more of these what we call rain bomb kind of events. So what happened in 2018, concentration of a storm that dumps a lot of water, very flashy flooding. So it down off the mountains and it just a lot of water quickly. So those four are probably our highest concern. But we don't want to neglect concerns about heat and drought are big effects. And thinking longer term, as the sea level rise starts to occur, we get coastal erosion, coastal storms, coastal flooding that's coming bigger and bigger. So, you know, rather than places in the States where, you have hurricanes and that's about it, quakes and wildfires, that's about it, but
we get all of them.
we'll have a lot of hazards. And that's why we say multi-hazard plan, because really can't just focus on one or two of them. You have to think about a wider range. And I want to also, if I can jump in here, I also want to add that we tend here in Hawaii, here on Kauai, to also think about health hazards. So our experience with COVID reminds us that we have to think about how diseases affect us. Another concern that we have is security. That's also can be a big issue. That's not so much a natural hazard, but it's a consequence of our ports going down, not even our port. The port of Honolulu goes down. There are very large effects we have. It's good to think about them now. So our plan includes both public health concerns and also the food security concerns. But they're in an annex towards the back of the rather than up 24/7 net.
When I learned the statistics on our ports and just the timing of it and the if a port goes down, it's 10 days from the mainland to Honolulu and another 4 to Kauai, and I just went, Oh, yeah. I just didn't think about it.
Yeah. That's the Port of Honolulu is the center of so many things, and you know, if what happens in storm or tsunami, that ships are sunk, block the harbor, so that ships can, you know, the equipment that we clear out the port no longer in Hawaii, it moved the mainland.
Well, you're cutting out just a bit. Like I'm losing a few of your words. Okay. Yeah.
That's when I get excited. I start talking all over the place. The concern with Honolulu Port is that so much of what we need to support the recovery of that facility no longer is on island, no longer is on Oahu. So, you know, in addition to the time that it takes to recover, we have to include consideration of the time it takes to get that equipment from the mainland to Hawaii so that we can start the recovery process. So it's a big concern. It's a big concern.
For sure. Wow. And that's a big call for everyday citizens to have a kit, you know, have food and water, just always have a kit, because we never know.
Yeah. Yeah. And we acknowledge that it's not an easy task for a large portion of our population, you know, having 2 weeks of food, 2 weeks of water, just kind of in your house is a challenge. So it requires a much bigger, broader effort from the state and county governments to support the agencies that can help our population go through this kind of phase. So, you know, the food banks are enormously important for us, and having better stronger agricultural sectors on island is also a huge focus. And I'm glad that this administration and others has taken that into mind and are actively supporting the food banks, the agencies that support our the whole community here on island is really important.
Mm-hmm. I love that we have a really strong agricultural system on Kauai, and that there's a lot of community support and buy-in for the ag. So I'm very pleased about that. The next piece of the multi-hazard mitigation and resilience plan, which you can read yourself, everyone. You can read it at kauai.gov, and you go to departments and Kauai Emergency Management, and you can just click and find it there, and you can read it. There's a story map in there that makes it, like, gives you the highlights and the good parts version, so you can kind of read an easier, sort of more interactive version of it. But Kima is soliciting for feedback from the community on it as well. Tell me a bit about that.
So we very much are interested in getting feedback from the community. You know, we've gone through this process a couple times, so we have a good sense of what the hazards are, what the affected communities would be, but it's always important to get input from the community for areas that we may not have thought about or concerns that need to be brought up in the plan. So we've included on our landing page a place where you can click on a survey, and it's about 10 or 12 questions, and it's relatively easy to go through the presentation. The presentation is what I mean, but, you know, to go through that.
the questions webpage, and everything, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you just click on the survey box, and it'll take you through the whole process. And we have questions not only about mitigation and hazards themselves, but kind of what people's concerns are about the response phase, or broader questions about recovery. So we'll take all that information that comes in, and as we are finalizing this version of the plan, we will use that to address those concerns in the plan. But also, people shouldn't think of this as a one-and-done opportunity. We will be doing an update of this plan in 5 years. We've already set up what we call a parking lot. We should have a better name for that, but a place where, as comments come in, if we're not able to incorporate them in this specific cycle that we're going through, that we hope to complete by April-ish, we'll have those comments to include in the process that's going to start the day after the plan is approved, as we move towards the next version of the update. So
okay.
We will solicit the input, not just immediately, but throughout the next couple of years.
I took the survey yesterday, and I really liked that. One of the questions gave me the opportunity to prioritize, and kind of based on where I live on the island, to kind of prioritize what the hazards are that concern me the most and put them all in order. And I went, and there was a lot that I hadn't even thought about, even, you know, being very interested in this topic. I hadn't thought about, the dam breaches in so long, or I hadn't thought about, a lot. Yeah. And so to put them in order, it took me a few minutes to just sit and think about it. Like, well, that's interesting. You know, like, ooh, is this more important than that one? And I think that that's a valuable piece of solicitation, you know, to ask community members what those priorities are, because no one knows what's a priority for where I live better than I do, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I grew up in California. My wife and I lived on Oahu for a dozen years, and then we moved back to California for about 10 years. And then finally, the light went on in our head and we decided to move to Kauai. But, you know, from California, one of my big concerns always is earthquakes. Well, you know, if you live on Maui, Hawaii Island, you might worry about earthquakes, but earthquakes are not a big deal here on Kauai. There are other much more important concerns, and that's why we have the survey, is to try and get a sense from the community about, earthquakes, that might be something, but this is what I'm really worried about. That's the important information.
I thought that was, at first I was like, oh, that's cool of them to ask us what we think, you know, but really, like, really valuable, you know, so that you guys know where to spend your time, which is more on, say, flooding or wildfires than it would be on earthquakes. So it's like,
so I want people to know that we've already developed a dashboard where we will take the information from the surveys and put it in a kind of more usable way of looking at the results. And that'll be posted on our landing page as well. So people will be able to see what their colleagues, what their
neighbors and friends,
community think. So it'll be on there as well.
Where is the dashboard? Where can people, listeners, take the survey, and how can they participate in mitigation, resilience, disaster preparedness, response? Like, how can normal citizens participate with KEMA?
Yeah, so the survey is a good place to start. And, you know, as you pointed out, you go to the KEMA page, you click on the multi-hazard mitigation and resilience plan 2026 update block there in the middle, That'll take you to our landing page. You can get to the survey. Yeah. Another good way to provide information is to email Kima at kauai.gov. And I think there are a couple places where that link exists. And people can also just email me if they have thoughts about the mitigation plan or their concerns about the community's ability to respond, recover from disasters. We'll be able to channel that into the right place here at Kima.
That is great. So the email is Kima, K-E-M as in
A,
mitigation,
yeah.
At kauai.gov. And then you personally, your email is dkennard@kauai.gov?
That is correct.
Cool.
Yes.
So dkennard@kauai.gov. And again, that survey, easy to fill out, really informative while doing so. You can find at kauai.gov and click around till you get to the Kauai Emergency Management page and find the Kauai Multi-Hazard Mitigation and Resilience Plan Update 2026 Public Survey.
Yep. And one thing I might mention is that there's also the PowerPoint presentation that we had at the public meeting a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
That kind of, as you click through the slides, it'll show you how to go to the story map, how to navigate the story map, how to go to the plan, how to navigate the plan, go to the survey, how to navigate the survey. So if we went through this too quickly and people don't remember exactly how to click those things, they can always go to the PowerPoint presentation, which is also on our the Kima page, Multi-Hazard Mitigation Resilience Plan Update.
That's fantastic. I love that you guys have made this interactive website so that we can see all the things that we need to do. The government that's involved serving our island community, and thank you for using technology to bring more convenience to us.
Yeah, I don't always understand it, but I'm happy to do it. I'm a man of the last millennium. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There's people for all of it, and then I'll learn eventually. But while it's set up, I'm really pleased about it. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with Kauai about Kima, about the hazard mitigation plan, or anything else that you think is important for us to know?
So we've covered everything on the notes that I made for myself. I think we're good for right now. But just a reminder that if people have specific questions or would like more information, they can always send an email to kima@kauai.gov or to me also at kauai.gov.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And for anyone listening, you can take the survey, you can read the draft plan and the plan that was constructed in 2021 and make comments about your community, your concerns, and how that can be better addressed by people that know how to address it. So
there you go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, David, for visiting us on KKCR this morning. I don't want to take up more of your time. I know you're super busy. There's a rain event happening this weekend, and I know you guys are planning for that. So,
yeah, we just had the National Weather Service brief a little while ago. So, yeah.
Is there anything interesting that you would want folks to know about this weekend?
Well, pay attention to the weather reports. When it's probably going to start raining on Sunday, Monday, be careful in the rain.
The roads are always, there's always some tiny surprise on the road that we should all know about too.
I can't remember the exact thing that they say for in the flooding community, but if there's water on the road, be careful. And if you're in doubt, turn around. Better to stay safe than to get your car swept off the road.
For sure. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for visiting us. And then if you've got more information that you want to get out to the public, remember us here at KKCR.
I certainly will. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, David. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.